Want to do something different this coming New Year's Eve? Want to make some new friends, share some laughs and give something back to the community? Then please come along and join in with the Hacker Public Radio New Year's Eve show, a 24-hour Ogcast marathon. We're running for the full 24 hours starting from Monday, December the 31st at 1200 UTC. I'll be there and I really want to spend my New Year's Eve getting to know you too. Full participation details are available at www.hackerpublicradio.org.
Friends, hackers, fellow geeks, lend me your ears. I come not to bury the netbook, but to praise it. I remember my first netbook, the Asus Triple EPC 701, the tiny keys, the tiny 4GB SSD, the tuck sticker I slapped on the back of it, the black matte finish of the case, which made it feel like Sinclair had made a laptop. The 7-inch screen introduced me to the F11 key in Firefox. I watched all my illicitly acquired TV shows during my lunch breaks on that screen, stored on an external stick or the 8GB SD card slotted on the side. The tiny chunk of graphics memory somehow managed to run Compiz and its spinning cube. I wrote a short story in an afternoon on that tiny keyboard. Did I mention how tiny it was? You could just about fit it in my coat pocket. I took it to my PC repair and evening classes to take notes. I would lay in bed at night with it propped on my chest, falling to sleep in the glow of the LCD screen. I bought a white one for my sister. Her and her friends used it so much for IM the keys knackered. Those poor, poor, tiny keys. In the end, I gave it to my brother to use for college while I replaced it with a Dell Mini 9. I loved it just as much as the EPC. Bigger screen, nicer keyboard, but shiny, prone to fingerprints. A year later I got the Dell Mini 10 with an extra big battery. I sometimes regret that. It got too big, too heavy. But the Mini 10 was my longest running netbook and was my main machine after I moved to Croatia. Nearly 3 years before I got a full-size laptop again, but the netbook is still used for casual use, beyond what my phone can do. Ah, my Android phone. I love my Nexus S, but the tech is out of date now. Too many apps and games coming out which are made for more powerful phones. Or tablets. Tablets. And that's the crux of things. My beloved netbook was killed by the tablet. Yes, yes, no one can prove anything. There's no smoking gun or blood spatter. But when I see the rows of iPads and cheap Android tablets on the shelves where there was once lovely netbooks, it sickens me. I'm tempted, of course, especially the new Nexus 7 and 10. I feel sick with guilt. I know when my Mini 10 finally gives out, I will likely get a tablet. But I can't prop it up on my lap and type something on the tablet. I can't easily just install a Linux distro on it. The only thing tablets really have over a netbook is a sexy touchscreen, and thanks to the Humble Bundle, I have a load of games to play on it. In an ideal world, there would be netbooks with Retina displays, but as small as my beloved and much-missed EPC. Perhaps if the current push for flashing Ubuntu on the Nexus 7 spreads to other distros and tablets, and if I can find a decent keyboard dock, well, time will tell. If you have an old netbook laying around gathering dust, take it out and give it some love. Install a nice light OS on it and write something, watch something. These wonderful little machines have changed computing and I'm sure gave Linux a boost as well. I'm AukonDK at aukondk.com. Thanks for listening.
You You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.